This paper has been slightly modified to optimize your listening experience. All tables, figures, references, citations, parentheses, appendices, and footnotes have been removed. To attend these parts for this paper, please view the PDF version at RAIRE website, evistes.ub.edu/oeire. This is an open access article distributed under the Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License, which permits unrestricted use, distribution, and reproduction in any medium, provided the original work is properly cited. The authors of the article are
Mireia Canovallent, Jordi Niñerola i Maimí, Anna Roca Martínez i Anna Figueras Masip.
Institut de Seguretat Pública de Catalunya. Espanya.
The year of publication is 2024. The title of the paper is Preliminary Validation of the Cognitive Emotion Regulation Questionnaire, CERQ, in Aspiring Firefighters, an Exploratory Factor Analysis. Abstract. Background. There are few studies on emotional regulation in members of safety and emergency services. However, those that are to be found in the scientific literature indicate the benefits and risks that the use of certain strategies exerts on emotional regulation. Here, a preliminary study for the validation and adaptation of the Cognitive Emotion Regulation Questionnaire is presented. Methods. The study sample comprised 239 aspiring firefighters, 222 male and 17 female, aged 23 to 43 years. Results. The results revealed a structure of 9 factors and 2 superfactors, which reduced the number of items to 32. The new model explains 63% of the variability of the data. The scale used has good internal consistency despite the changes in dimensionality. As for the reliability of the factors, analysis indicates temporal stability, and also temporal stability between the 2 superfactors, showing high correlations between administrations. Conclusions. The results obtained are similar to those recorded for the original version and for the validation in Spanish, maintaining the original factor structure. One difference observed is the behavior of the superfactors in aspiring firefighters, suggesting that in order to pass the basic training course, candidates need to combine both strategies, adaptive and less adaptive. Keywords. CERQ, firefighter, emotional regulation, exploratory factor analysis. 1. Introduction. Emotion regulation is one of the professional skills considered most important in the training of aspiring firefighters. As Evans pointed out, the intense demands placed on fire service personnel, together with the benefits and risks associated with the emotions experienced and the strategies used to manage them, pose a real challenge in this profession. In this vein, Ferreira stated that firefighters and other professional groups involved in medical emergencies or rescue operations are exposed to stressful situations that increase the risk of developing different psychopathological disorders. The findings published in the scientific literature demonstrate the fundamental role of emotion and coping with it in this group, and there are a large number of references on the importance of the role of emotion regulation in relation to different factors that affect the lives of firefighters. For example, Wang and others demonstrated the importance of emotion regulation in the prevention of post-traumatic stress in Chinese firefighters who had suffered a stressful shock. Other studies obtained similar results in samples of firefighters from other countries such as South Korea and the United States. Other studies examining emotional coping style in the firefighting profession showed a relationship between poor emotion regulation and certain clinical symptomatology such as insomnia, increased risk of depression, alcohol consumption, and anxiety. In this sense, an important contribution to the psychometric assessment of emotion regulation at the cognitive level was the Cognitive Emotion Regulation Questionnaire, CERQ. This instrument has been widely used by the scientific community, and has been translated and psychometrically adapted to a large number of culturally disparate languages such as Persian, Chinese, and Japanese. There are different validations of its psychometric properties in Spanish, both in Latin America and in a Spanish sample. The CERQ has been used in a wide range of samples such as people with fibromyalgia, patients with different psychopathological disorders, as well as in different samples according to age or university students. Into the case of firefighters, the use of the CERQ has been limited to the study of coping strategies in relation to post-traumatic stress disorder and suicidal ideation. However, no references to the use of the CERQ in samples of firefighters in Spain or Latin America have been found, even though it is essential to have a method of analysis to identify the emotion regulation capacities of firefighters, especially in the initial training stage of the profession, in order to achieve better professional performance. The main objective of this research was thus to conduct a preliminary study of the validation and adaptation of the Spanish version of the Cognitive Emotion Regulation Questionnaire in a sample of aspiring firefighters of the Generalitat de Catalunya. The validation of the questionnaire was performed through an analysis of its factorial structure, reliability, and internal consistency. The first specific objective was to describe the factorial structure dimensionality of the Spanish version of the Cognitive Emotion Regulation Questionnaire in aspiring firefighters, using the exploratory factor analysis technique. A second objective was to analyze the reliability and internal consistency of the 9 factors of the CERQ as determined by dimensionality analysis. In accordance with our objectives, we put forth the following hypotheses. 1. Based on previous research, we expected to find that the resulting model would fit the 9 factors corresponding to the 9 emotion regulation strategies, Figure 1. The 9-factor model may take 2 formats. A. 9-factor model by clustering CERQ items, self-blame, acceptance, rumination, positive focusing, refocus on planning, positive reappraisal, putting into perspective, catastrophizing, and other blame. B. Model with 9 specific factors distributed among 2 superfactors referring to adaptive, acceptance, positive focusing, refocus on planning, positive reappraisal and putting into perspective, and less adaptive, self-blame, rumination, catastrophizing and other blame, strategies. 2. Adequate levels of reliability or internal consistency were expected to be found in the different subscales of the CERQ. Recommendations from the scientific literature require values above 0.70 in Cronbach's alpha for the 9 subscales to determine an optimal correlation among the construct items. 2. Method. 2.1. Sample. The sample comprised 239 subjects, of whom 227 responded to the first administration of the CERQ at the beginning of the basic training course and 137 responded to the second administration of the CERQ at the end of the training course. A total of 125 subjects responded to both administrations of the questionnaire, Figure 2. Of the total number of applicants in our sample, Table 1, 222 were male and 17 were female. The ages of this class of firefighter candidates ranged from 23 to 43 years, with an average of 32.61 years. At the end of the course, 98.79% were considered to have passed the basic training course for firefighters and went on to the next stage of the competitive examination process, while 1.21% dropped out during the course and consequently did not progress to the next stage of the process. 2.2. Evaluation instrument. The Cognitive Emotion Regulation Questionnaire, a multidimensional questionnaire constructed to identify the cognitive emotion regulation strategies, or cognitive coping strategies, that people use after experiencing negative events or situations, was used to conduct the study. The CERQ is a self-report questionnaire that is used internationally for both research and diagnostic purposes and can be used as a general or specific coping questionnaire. The CERQ, Table 2, is a 36-item questionnaire that assesses 9 dimensions consisting of 4 items each. Item responses for each subscale are 5-point Likert type, 1 equals hardly ever to 5 equals almost always. Dimension scores can range from 4 to 20, revealing that higher scores correspond to a higher frequency of use of that specific strategy. Below are the definitions by different authors of the 9 dimensions into which the 36 CERQ items are distributed. A. Self-blame, a cognitive process in which the individual attributes blame to oneself for what one has experienced. Blame often has implications for individuals' emotions and behaviors during and after stressful situations. B. Acceptance, the cognitive process of trying to live with the stressful situation without generating negative emotions and referring to thoughts of resignation to what has happened. C. Rumination, this consists of focusing thoughts on gravity, sustained over time, the event and its possible consequences. D. Positive refocusing, this consists of directing attention to pleasant thoughts that diminish the effect of the stressful situation. It requires not focusing exclusively on the negative consequences of an event, but looking for the least negative aspects. E. Refocus on planning. This refers to thinking through the steps to be taken and how to manage negative events. We could say that this strategy is the cognitive part of coping focused on action, but it does not automatically imply that the actual behavior will follow. F. Positive reappraisal. Thoughts of acceptance of what is experienced and resignation to what has happened. These thoughts aim to assign a positive meaning to those negative events in terms of personal growth. G. Putting into perspective. This involves putting the stressful event into perspective by comparing it with others in order to relativize its severity. H. Catastrophizing. This is the disproportionate and extremely serious anticipation of the ensuing consequences. I. Other blame. Obsessive attribution of the cause of the action to others. 2.3. Procedure. Initially, all students from the 23rd graduating class of the BTCF were invited to participate voluntarily. With this invitation, students were given the opportunity to participate in a study investigating the influence of training and experience on coping styles. Data were collected anonymously and voluntarily, and were handled with strict confidentiality. The 239 subjects responded to the CEIQ through the virtual platform, based on the Moodle 4.0 platform that allows the registration of surveys, of the School of Firefighters, Civil Protection, and Rural Agents of the Institut de Seguretat Pública de Catalunya. The students who accepted the invitation responded to the CEIQ questionnaire during two separate periods. The first administration of the questionnaire took place 1 month after the start of the course and the students had 11 days to respond to the invitation. The second administration took place 1 month before the end of the course, when they had another 11 days to answer the questionnaire. 2.4. Analysis. For data processing, the items belonging to the less adaptive strategies were recoded. The new measurement for each of the factors was interpreted as follows. Obtaining low scores tends to a less adaptive strategy while the maximum scores show an adaptive strategy of the individuals, regardless of whether the items are part of the group of adaptive or less adaptive factors. This recoding at the time of analysis allowed a clearer and more accurate reading of the data obtained. Three different analyses were carried out for the preliminary validation of the CEIQ in firefighters. First, exploratory factor analysis, EFA, was used to determine whether the structure of the variables in the different factors was maintained as reported by Garnevsky and others. To carry out this analysis, we followed the recommendations of Ferrando and others both in terms of sample size and data adequacy, as well as limiting the factorial weight to 0.5 to determine the inclusion of an item in a factor, using the same criteria established by Capdevila, Ortiz and others. Secondly, once the structure for the CEIQ model in firefighters had been established, the internal consistency and then test-retest reliability were analyzed, using the 9 factors and the 2 superfactors that make up the structure of the CEIQ model for our group of firefighters as a measure. 3. Results. In the results section, we will first focus on determining the structure of the model and whether it differs from the original model, Figure 1. To do this, a principal component analysis was performed, which explained 58.98% of the total variability of the data. To determine the dimensionality of the CEIQ in firefighters, we excluded from the analysis those items with a factor loading of less than 0.5 and ensured that no item was represented in more than one factor. At the end of our review of the factor loadings, Table 3, we eliminated items 6, 8, 20 and 27 of the original version published by Garnevsky and others, with factor loadings of 0.352, -0.035, 0.366 and 0.440 respectively. There were no repeated items in any factor, although item 19, I think about the mistakes I have made in this matter, changed factor with respect to the existing literature and was incorporated into the refocus on planning factor as an adaptive strategy. Factor analysis of the 32 final items, figure 3, and the previous 9-factor structure explained 63.5% of the total variability in the data, table 4. The item numbering in the following tables corresponds to the final version of the 32-item firefighter CERQ for preliminary validation. Firstly, we observed that the sample of applicants resorted most frequently to the adaptive strategy of positive focus, allowing the person to focus on pleasant thoughts that diminished the effect of the stressful situation they were experiencing at the time of data collection, compared to the other strategies recorded in the questionnaire. Based on the percentage data variability, it can be inferred that certain cognitive strategies were more commonly utilized within the sample, when the scenarios they faced tended to be dynamically changing. The internal consistency of the measurement scale was calculated using Cronbacher's alpha. Table 5 shows the Cronbacher's alpha coefficients, which ranged between 0.80 and 0.49. These values indicate the reliability of the scale used. We can see that some factors have satisfactory coefficients, but others have more modest coefficients. The value obtained by calculating Cronbacher's alpha indicates the reliability of the answers given. According to Dominguez-Lara, at values below 0.60 the reliability of the scale could be considered inadequate because the measurement error is large, but we must take into account the changes in the dimensionality of the model following application of the exclusion criteria, which mean that some factors have fewer items than others. The reliability of the CERQ was analyzed for temporal stability using Pearson's correlation between the test scores, initial administration, and the retest, final administration, in the 125 firefighter applicants who completed both administrations of the questionnaire, Table 6. All factors showed a significant correlation between the test and retest scores, but there was a disparity between the Pearson correlation values of the factors at the individual level. A Pearson's correlation analysis was carried out with the two superfactors, adaptive-disadaptive, at the two moments of CERQ administration, Table 7. High positive correlations were observed between the same superfactor at the two different moments, but there were no significant differences between the two superfactors at each of the two moments. The test retest for the two superfactors turned out to be statistically significant in both scenarios, but with similar levels of correlation, indicating that these factors still measure the same thing after 4 months of training. 4. Discussion. The factor analysis carried out allows us to present a preliminary version of the cognitive emotional regulation questionnaire in its adaptation to a specific group such as firefighters. The final version includes 32 items distributed into 9 factors that explain 63.5% of the total variability of the data, with moderate internal consistency and good test-retest reliability. These results are similar to those of the original version of the CERQ as well as its validation in Spanish, maintaining its factorial structure of 9 factors and 2 superfactors but deleting 4 of the 36 items in both original versions. Similarly, item 19, I reflect on the mistakes I have made in this matter, in our sample presented higher factor loadings in the refocus on planning factor, which implies a change in adaptive thinking. This could be explained by the fact that within a group of firefighters who are in the training phase, where mistakes can have academic but not operational repercussions, it is essential to have a certain capacity for cognitive flexibility. This ability should allow reflection on the mistakes that have been made to facilitate the consolidation of knowledge and experience for future occasions. One difference that was found, in relation to the original version and the Spanish version of the CERQ, was the behavior of the superfactors. We observed that in the sample of aspiring firefighters there was no significant relationship between adaptive and less adaptive thoughts, which leads us to think that in order to pass the basic training course for firefighters it is necessary to use both strategies. This differs from other samples, such as clinical patients, in which there was a clear differentiation between those thoughts that improved their state and those that made it worse. In this vein, in future research it would be desirable to address a change in the labels adaptive and disadaptive in professional groups such as the fire brigade, as they may be misleading. In line with the above, we should note that if one of the two factors is predominant, a particular type of coping strategy is used, adaptive or maladaptive. However, when we analyzed it in depth in our sample, we found that there was a degree of adaptability and flexibility that enabled the firefighters to combine both types of strategy to carry out the work for which they were preparing. For point one, limitations and future directions of study. This study has opened the door to the planning of more projects on emotion regulation in the field of security and emergencies, which will be important as such professionals serve the general population and are more frequently exposed to stress factors than the general population due to the type of work they do. Along these lines, in the process of validating the CERQ, aspects were raised that should be addressed in the future. A. To determine whether similar findings are observed regarding the reflection on errors committed in both experienced professional firefighters and aspiring candidates, it is important to consider the context in which they operate. Given that the aspiring candidates are primarily exposed to simulated emergency situations within a controlled environment, as opposed to real-life experiences, this poses a limitation to our sample. B. Reduced versions of the CERQ should be explored to examine the data and assess whether its measures are modified with the intention of gaining a better understanding of the strategies employed by this group. C. A specific CERQ model adapted to emergency and security forces should be developed. D. Reformulating the labels, a new definition of the superfactors, adaptive and disadaptive, should be developed for security and emergency forces, to provide a clear and concise concept in relation to the work tasks performed. In this vein, we should consider the possibility that in certain samples, such as ours, the factors that Garnevsky and others identified as disadaptive function as valid strategies for achieving certain objectives. E. The influence of the basic training course as an intervention in the modification of emotion regulation strategies in aspiring firefighters should be examined. Although, as we have said, this project opens the door to exploring new possibilities for study, it did have several limitations that should be addressed in future studies. One aspect would be the recruitment of more subjects to make up the sample. In this sense, we were limited by the number of applicants who enter training each year, so we could consider creating cohorts of applicants every 5 years, allowing a more global view, but making comparisons in turn between the different promotions and groups in the public security system. In short, this preliminary study suggests that a new version of CERQ for aspiring firefighters could lead to the development of a suitable, valid, and reliable instrument to identify emotion regulation strategies in an emergency corp. Funding. This study received funding via the strategic subsidy plan of the Department of the Interior of the Generalitat de Catalunya for the period 2019 to 2021. This work was partially funded by Project 2021 SGR00709 of the Agència de Gestió d'Ajuts Universitaris i de Recerca, AGOR. This is the end of the article.